Hi, welcome to the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and executive coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups, and today I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies and actionable steps to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence, and develop your career well-being. Ready? Let's do it. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to this week's podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. Today, I'm talking about setting and achieving goals through a completely new lens. Goals are vital for moving us forward to whatever it is that we want in our life, but we often set goals without thinking about the steps we need to take in order to achieve them. I approach goals through the lens of the higher level objective that you want to create, meaning what is the ultimate goal or that higher level meaning or objective that you want? And it isn't about a new job or a raise. It's about the lifestyle change that you want when you get that job or raise. If you are making more money, you change your lifestyle. If you get a new job or you're around new people and new opportunities, you've changed your lifestyle. In the workplace, the process for setting and achieving goals was always about the objective and the key result, and we tend to call these the OKRs. This concept was created by John Doerr of Google fame, and he has a book, Measure What Matters. And while it's a very insightful book, and it's very Silicon Valley, it's very analytical, I think the interpretation of his work has been missed. What is frequently missing from what I've seen is that the underlying goal, the reason, the heart of the goal is not there. So many people confuse measurement of key results with accomplishing goals, and it's totally different energy. I mean, I did this too. I was always striving and checking things off my list. I got it accomplished. It was done. I was striving to get to the destination of a completed inbox or a completed list or just that feeling of like, whew, accomplishment. Because I thought it was better to get there. I thought the thing, the tactic, that immediate outcome of completion was what I was seeking. And it never was. It felt completely empty in the end. But as I have learned, the steps to setting and accomplishing goals is from a more connected, almost intuitive process that comes from understanding the higher level objective. And that's what I see that's missing from goal setting. We need this higher level objective. And once I knew that higher level objective, things totally shifted. I set goals from a place of growth and possibility. I found it was easier to stay the course. And setting goals from possibility, you avoid the crazy treadmill of chasing happiness or chasing the feeling. Because happiness comes from your thoughts. It comes from what you're thinking now. And achieving a future goal isn't going to increase your ability and your capacity for happiness in the now. It's the idea of it ain't better there, folks. It's here and now. And it's why I tell clients you need to know your ultimate reason or the root cause of your goal. In the OKR approach, these become your new objectives or the O's. So I created a three-step framework for goal setting that you can create the change that you are seeking. This filter is proven. And without this filter, you lose sight of what it's going to take to reach your goal. You risk stopping and micro-quitting along the way. And I'm going to put in the show notes, I did an episode on micro quitting, and I personally think it's a required listening for everyone to see the slow and insidious ways that we give up on ourselves. So let's get into the three steps framework. The first is growth. What do you need to do? What do you need to grow in order to get this goal? What is the growth needed behind the goal? Are there skills? Are there qualities? Do you need to build resilience? Do you need to learn? Do you need to work on your mindset? Getting clear in what you need to grow in yourself in order to achieve the goal is going to need to be added into your action plan. The second part of the filter is your non-negotiables. What are you going to say yes to, no to, and what is your criteria for maybe? When you think about your non-negotiables, this can be anything from you require a certain amount of sleep, that you're not going to overextend and overvolunteer yourself, that you're going to have proper nutrition and you're going to exercise. And if those are part of your non-negotiables, then the night before you're going to make decisions that are going to set you up so that you are able to align and hold to your non-negotiables. So often we say yes to things that are not our priorities because we feel bad, and then it knocks us off course. But if we're super clear in our focus and our non-negotiables, I'm not going to say you're not going to feel bad, but at least you're saying no because you're saying yes to yourself. Getting clear will really help you nail your non-negotiables. And before we get into the third step of the framework, I want you to pause and go back and think about the goals that it is that you want. Are they higher level objectives? Are you clear that those initial higher level objectives are still aligned with your desire when you think about this framework? Knowing your objective is so important because not every goal is going to motivate you every day. Think about it in terms of getting a new job. The goal isn't getting a new job. That goal is short-lived and it needs an engine. It needs a root cause. It needs purpose. And you're going to need multiple reasons. You're going to need those higher level objectives. Examples of higher level objectives could be you want to challenge yourself to what's possible. Other days, it may be that you want to make an impact on a team and you want to make a difference. And even other days, it might be because you want to provide a better life for yourself or your family. Those are higher level objectives. Finding a new job could be 3 months away and it may not motivate you today. So you need to be clear on your reasons for the higher level objective, or you may get knocked over, letting go on your non-negotiables and not staying aligned to your priorities. All right, ready for step three? It's the specific action plan. All these steps and actions that you are going to take each day, even when they make you uncomfortable. Action plans should have the who, the what, the where, the why. You're also going to have what you are going to do when your brain freaks out and the shitty little committee takes over and tells you to quit or deprioritize and not follow through with your action steps. Because you need to manage what I call the belief and doubt cycle. I look at it as just high tide and low tide, and it happens regularly. There's no drama, no muss. It's just knowing that this is going to happen. So therefore, we repair ourselves with having contrary thoughts to the low tide or the doubt cycle, and we want to be thinking about them in advance. Again, it's about preparation and being intentional. What I have learned is that setting goals and creating an action plan helps you in two powerful ways. If I think about what this has done, setting goals and having an action plan and how this is a proven framework and what it has done for my life, well, first, it challenges me to remove obstacles and any of my nonsense blocks. The more I work through, the more I accomplish as a person. The point of having goals is to grow and evolve as a person. It's not to be like certified in goal achievement. There's no graduation from goals. It's iterative. It's an ongoing process. Setting and achieving goals, the second thing it does for me is it gives me purpose. Because when I look back on my life and how many years I thought that I wanted things like I want to get a promotion, I want to go after it, and I'd be all rallied, but then I would lose my focus when the current job got busy. And if I don't have a focus, let me assure you, my party brain is going to take over when I have a free hour on my calendar, and it's going to have me running around like looking for glitter, chasing dogs, and finding ways to like just chill. And look, I'm not saying we can't rest and we can't chase dogs and look for glitter. I'm just saying that if it's during the day and I'm focused and I'm looking for a goal, if I don't have focus, I'm easily going to default and want to watch Netflix. When you first think about a goal, it may seem huge or unachievable. And thinking and dreaming about this process may bring up some old thoughts or really crummy beliefs that are going to block you from your goal. If you make your goals big and ridiculous enough, yes, ridiculous, which is what I'm a fan of, you're going to end up trading temporary discomfort with long-term discomfort. Meaning you either experience temporary discomfort now while you're working on your goals, but you work toward your goal, or you experience long-term discomfort when you don't achieve anything and you haven't moved yourself forward. Do you want the speed bump now that gets you your goal? Or do you want the speed bump later that you're still going to feel, but you have nothing to show for it in the end? This part of being uncomfortable It's kind of juicy. This is going to yield the highest growth. Don't you want to be free of your shitty little committee in your head? Then dig into the work. When the can't thoughts show up, challenge your beliefs. Ask yourself if it's true. Then ask yourself, can you prove that it's true? And then ask yourself, what would you do if it wasn't true? After you do that, check in with yourself. And now, how do you feel about your drama-filled beliefs? Setting goals helps us evolve our thinking while uncovering and tackling obstacles, because each time we have a thought, we get to think about, well, what action do I want to take next based on that thought? So here's the thing I want to remind all of us of. If we haven't achieved a goal in the past, it's because your feelings were not where they needed to be in order to accomplish the goal. If you've been listening for a while, you know then about the think, feel, do cycle. Our thoughts create our feelings, and from those feelings, we either do something to change the feeling, or we do something to get more of that feeling. So if you haven't achieved your goal in the past, is that you had a thought that created a feeling, and you then either let that feeling stop you, or you were in action, and you didn't keep challenging it to move forward. You don't get a new job coming from the energy of, I have to get away from my current boss because the situation is untenable. I need this job. Have you ever interviewed someone who had the perfect resume, but that something was off and you couldn't quite put your finger on it? I'm guessing that the person was running from a job versus putting their intention on creating the new reality of what they wanted. This is where I remind you that you can't create sustainable growth from being graspy, needy, or from force. It takes a lot of energy, and you're going to burn through your resources or create more of the same. A client told me recently that they spent years leaving jobs that they felt were too toxic. And then within 3 to 6 months, when they're in the new job, they realize they were in another toxic situation. And there's definitely toxicity out there. There's no doubt about that. But when you are running from a fire, you don't always realize that the stench of smoke is trailing you. And this is where working with a coach is so helpful. So I work with this client to help them process their feelings from the opportunity that they were leaving. And once they felt like they had some time, space, and a new perspective, they were able to be less charged about the situation, to be more neutral about the situation. And then from that neutrality, they were eventually able to get excited about what's possible. They were curious about going on job interviews, and they were re-energized. And they didn't have that subtle stench of like, God, please save me, please hire me, I need to get this job. So coming back to the framework, the third step in the framework is that clear action plan. So make a commitment to yourself. Get good with planning. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. List all the things that you can do to take action towards your goal. And pay attention to what comes up. There'll be days when you're lazy. There'll be micro quits. There'll be self-sabotage. And there'll equally be days when you are in the flow, when you're working towards your goal. It doesn't feel difficult because you chose thoughts and you went with intention before you got into action. Learning to set and achieve higher level goals is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. The other is learning how to manage your mind. As you think about the next 90 days, what do you want to create and how do you want to feel while creating it? As my coach always jokes, winter is coming. So what do you want to do now to prepare and what goals do you want to go after now? Here's what I suggest you do. Think about a career, a lifestyle, and a health higher level goal that you want to go after. And then think about the framework of growth, non-negotiables, and your action plan. Then run your goals through this lens. So here's how it could lay out. A higher level health goal could be to increase your energy so that you're more productive. The key result might be building a food and exercise plan to increase your energy so you lose weight. A higher level lifestyle goal might be you want to have clearer thinking. And the key result that you're going to measure is that you'll be adding 5 minutes of meditation in the AM and PM, but you're also going to clean out that storage space. A professional goal might be you want to be of service and you want to make an impact. The key result then is that you're going to find 3 new people to network with over the next 90 days. I just did an episode on networking, so check out episode number 32 for additional tips there. And remember that results don't just happen to you. We have to intentionally go after what we want. Goals are a way of deciding what you want instead of letting that shitty little committee in your head drive the party bus. So tell me, what are you going to create over the next 90 days? Remember, growth, non-negotiables, and action plan is your 3-step framework for creating those goals. And you could be in a totally different place than where you are today. Does that excite you? Because I know it totally excites me, and I'm all in. Okay, my friends, have a fabulous week, and I will see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Career Refresh Podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more information, go to my website, jillgriffincoaching.com. There you can find information on how to work with me one-on-one or my group programs, or even bring me into your workplace. I'll put the link to my website in the show notes. But hey, listen, before you go, do me a favor, rate and review this podcast because it definitely helps me get the word out to people everywhere so that they can also thrive in the workplace. All right, friends, I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.